Blog Talk Radio.
I started out to win this race, to serve the Lord and to look up on His face. But the wait's been long and the wait's been rough. But there's one thing for sure, I've got my mind made up. I've got my foot on the rock and my mind made up. Though I walk through the lonely valley, though I drink from the bitter cup, when the devil comes a knocking, showing me an easier way, I stand right where on my feet. I throw my head in the air, I look him straight in the eye, bring my foot on the rock, and my mind's made up. The devil, he will tempt you and fill your way with strife. He'll make you sick in body, even pride take your life. But put your trust in Jesus and say, Lord, I've had enough. The Lord will say, move on, Satan, he's got his mind made up. I've got my foot on the rock.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's good to be back on Blog Talk Radio again, reaching the world for Christ. This is Lloyd and Betty Yearwood. We're down here in a new location. We had to move, and we didn't have to, but we chose to move and move into a location that we didn't have high-speed internet. So God's made it possible now that we're on by satellite, so we praise God for that. So we'd like for you to call in tonight and be a part of this service with us. The call-in number is 374-308-8524. We'd like for you to call in and be a part of it with us and just enjoy the Lord and enjoy His blessings. We're speaking now on faith, what we started out on here a few months back and was interrupted by moving. So, but we're picking right back up where we left off at, and by God's help. So, like I said, we're on satellite, so we'd like you to call in and join us tonight and be a part of this. The number is 1-374-308-8524. So call in and be a part of it with us, and just we'll just enjoy the blessings of God. So we've got the scriptures here. This is just a little subject here before we start on it there. The faith says, believing help God's word in, praise the Lord, impossible to please Him without faith. And we want you to call in tonight, help us, be with us on this. It's 374-308-8524. So call in and join us with this. So now right here it says, this is our subject. So faith is believing that whatever you pray for will come to pass. Now, that's faith right there. Whatever you believe for and you pray for, it will come to pass. You know, a lot of times we'll pray for something and we don't get it right whenever we pray for it. We don't just keep ringing the prayer bells of heaven. We'll sit back and say, well, maybe we're not going to get it. And that's just what the devil would like for us to think, that we're not going to get it. But faith is something that you've got to step into it. Just as a brother, a friend of mine, I've heard him say a lot of times, just blind, just step into it and say, God, I know that you're going to do it. So whenever we do that and we stand on it and believe what we ask Him for, we know that He's going to do it for us. It says, faith is believing that whatever you pray for will come to pass. And you know, one passage of scripture, maybe I'm getting ahead of myself just a little bit, but it comes to my mind, so I want to obey God. And it says, that whenever you, whatever that you desire, whenever you're praying and you ask him for it, you're going to get it. So right here, we can look here in Luke 17 and 11, and it says, and it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaritans, and Galilee, and as he entered into the a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood far off, and they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them went, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and were with and loud voice glorified God, and fell down on his face fell down at his feet, giving him thanks, and he went was a Samaritan. And Jesus answered, said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? They are not found that return to give glory to God, sent his, saved his stranger. Praise God. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith have made thee whole. You know, I just want us to think here just for a few minutes about this. You know, now we see that there were 10 men there that was lepers, and they knew, and they had faith. I believe they've heard, and they had faith to know that if they just call up on Jesus and ask him, he would do it. And you know, that's exactly what they did. That one, when they seen him, they said, Master, have mercy on us. And whenever they spoke, Jesus had mercy on them. He turned and listened to them, and he cleansed them. And you know, he went and was, whenever he went out there and he cleansed them, he's just like a lot of people today. Whenever they get a blessing from God, they get their healing, they never think to turn around and give God the glory for it. Them 9 there, you see, they didn't turn around and go back and give him any glory for healing them. But that one man fell at his feet and gave him the glory. You know, that's just what we need to do today. Whenever God does something for us, we need to look to him, because he is the author and the finisher of our faith. And he is the one, praise God, that made it possible that we could do these things and live this way. You know, people today just don't give God the glory and don't give him the praise for nothing. They just don't have the faith to accept nothing that they ask him for, don't seem like. But God said it's impossible to please him without faith. It's time that we gather our faith up together and look to Jesus and say, Lord, you said this, and I'm a believing you for it, and I'm a trusting you. You know, a lot of times I'll think of these scriptures whenever I need something from God, and I say, God, you did this for them that was in the Bible, and if you done it for them, you can do it for me, because I'm just a servant just like they were. They were just a man just like I am, and they were just like a woman just like you are. My friend, whenever they called up on God, they got an answer. And I tell you what, today, whenever we call up on God, if we will only believe him and trust him, we can get an answer from him, because God said that he wasn't a respectable person. He don't have no respectable person. What he'll do for them, he'll do for you. What he done for John and Peter and Paul and Luke and Mark and Matthew, he'll do the same thing for you today. He'll do the same thing for me. I say a lot of times, it's just my faith that I don't get it done. Maybe I doubt it a little bit or something. But God is looking for people. He said it was impossible to please him without faith. It's impossible today for us to please God without faith. It's time that we look to him and say, Lord, help my unbelief. I preached a message here a few weeks back. I've been able to get it on the webpage saying, just help my unbelief. You know, that's what people need to realize. God's not going on a trip, no wars. He's just there waiting upon us to call upon his name and say, Lord, I'm just asking you to come in. I'm asking you to meet this deed. I tell you what, whenever we were off the air there, so long time there, and we were praying and seeking God, seemed like every way that we turned, there was a dead-end street. But thank God, God come through, and now we're on satellite. We're coming in. You hear us today. You hear us by satellite coming into your home. That's a prayer answered from God because you don't get no words on dial-up trying to get onto this internet, trying to minister the word. You can't get across the lines, but praise God. Thank God we're on here tonight by satellite, by the mercy and the grace and the help of God, because we've been praying and seeking God's face that we would get on here, because we know that that's God's will, that we reach the world for Christ. That's our desire, my friend. Just tell somebody the good news about Jesus. Just tell somebody, praise God, that he is looking for somebody that's got just a little bit of faith. He said if you had the faith as a grain of mustard seed, to say unto a mountain to be moved, and it shall be moved. He said if you had the faith to say unto a sycamore tree to be plucked up and cast into the sea, that it should obey. My friend, I'm telling you today, God has given us all kinds of chances. He's given us all kinds of faith, and he's not asking that you have a whole lot, but he's just asking you to use what he gives you. He said that every man had a certain measure of faith measured unto him. There's no excuse to say, I don't have the faith, but thank God, God said there's faith, and there is faith in man. We just trust him and believe God. He'll do something for us, and I praise him for it. I want you to call in tonight. You're out there listening to us. Call in and minister with us. Join us here. Praise God. The number is 374-308-8524. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Just call in. The number is 374-308-8524. praise the Lord. I'm sorry, I've been giving you the wrong number. The number is 347-308-8524. So call in on that number, 347-308-8524. Call in and minister with us. I'm sorry that I gave you the wrong number there a minute ago, but I'm just human, you know, and we're liable to make a mistake. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Okay, we're gonna go to the Lord in prayer right now and pray for some people out there that has needs. We want to remember Brother Terry Miller, Sister Miller, pray for them. They have a need. Miller needs a touch in their voice and a healing. And Brother Miller, he's in a bad location right now. He can't get out on the phone to call in. So he said he might call in directly. So we'll just pray for him. Let's remember my sister and all. Praise God. I can't think. Well, praise the Lord. We got a call in here. It's 865. Go ahead and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Remember my sister and all. Praise God.
865? Can you talk just a little bit louder? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm not able to hear you there, 865. You talk just a little bit louder. Come back in there. We want to know who you are there. Okay, praise the Lord. Sorry about that. Missed that call, but maybe they'll call back. Praise God. Hallelujah. Did I mention two of the calls there that we want to remember? And my sister and all, she called in. She's wanting to tell my sister there, or my wife there the other day, that she's wanting us to remember her in prayer. And want to remember Miracle Valley, Arizona. Pray for them. Brother and Sister Harder, want to remember them. And Brother Noel Clarence, he's fighting a cancer battle, so want to remember them. And all the people at the Words of Faith, we want to remember them and pray for them. And all the ministers of the church. Praise God. I can't think of all the names that we get and all the people tell us to. Brother Seals, his wife, he's the pastor of the New Harvest Church here in Philadelphia, Tennessee. We want to remember him and his church and remember his wife. She's needing a miracle from God. Praise the Lord. The Cowboy Church, we want to remember them and pray for them. God will touch them, bless their church. There's a bunch of people I can't think right now. I got a bunch of them on my mind, but I can't think just who they are. But we'll go to the Lord in prayer and just believe God for them and trust God. God knows who they are. And when God does something for us, we need to go back and give him the glory for it, give him the praise for it, and realize that he is the one that done it. So call in and minister with us online here tonight at 347-308-8524. Praise the Lord. So let's just go to the Lord in prayer right now. Our Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we come before you right now, God. Lord, you know the ones, God, that we need their mention and we can't thank, God. But Lord, we just ask you, Father, the ones that we've called their names out, God. We just ask you, Father, that you will just touch them, God, that you will move upon us. needs. God just touch and heal and set free. Deliver, God. And Father, we're just standing in the gap and making up the hedge for all of them, God. And we'll give you the praise and the glory and honor right now, Father. And Lord Jesus, let's just touch, God. And Father, we're just asking to touch you. God, Brother Fred Branham and his wife, and Father, just touch them, God, and make them whole, Father. And Lord, we give you the praise and the glory and the honor, Father. And Lord, we ask you, God, that we'll have the faith, God, that we'll come back. Lord, like that one that fell at your feet. Lord, and just give you the praise and the glory and the honor, Father. And Lord, just asking God, touch Brother Bobby Bright, God, and meet his needs. Lord, just touch every need in Miracle Valley and all the others, God. And Father, give you the praise and the glory and the honor, Father, right now, God. In Jesus' holy name, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise God. Praise Lord. We got a call in 573. Go ahead and tell us who you are and where you're at.
This is Brother Miller, and I'm down here around Newport, Arkansas. Praise the Lord, everyone.
Praise the Lord, Brother Miller. Good to hear you in there tonight.
Well, it's good to be in here. I tell you what, I've really missed, getting on here and fellowshipping with one another and sharing our thoughts in the Lord. And unfortunately, I'm out here in my big truck tonight, and I'm in an area that don't have a real good signal. So we'll just let the Lord pull us through.
Amen. Well, brother, you're sounding good right where you're at, sir. Hopefully that you can just continue in that same spot there for a while. We're having a great touch and a great blessing, first time on by satellite, and you're sounding real good. I thank God for it.
Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I know, go ahead.
Go ahead, sir.
I believe I was told that we're speaking on faith tonight.
Right, yeah, speaking on faith.
Praise the Lord. You know, without faith, it's impossible to please God.
Amen. That's just what I got through saying there a while ago. Praise.
Yeah, that's good. Well, I missed everybody. I sure have. When you get in here in fellowship and let the anointing go to work and let the anointing rise up, it just, you don't get there. After a while, you go to.
Yep. Well, I missed it real bad there, too, knowing, that's my calling, brother, is to reach the world for Christ, and I miss it. Hearing all my brothers and sisters out there on the air, ministering on faith or ministering on whatever that God gives them to minister on. And I tell you, it's just a blessing. I feel a special, great anointing here tonight just because God is wanting to do something.
Amen. I believe that. I really do. A lot of times we go through life and we did all we can do and we can't go any further. And the Word tells us when we've did all we can do is just stand and trust in God. And you can't really stand and you can't really trust in God unless you have faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. And God's moved by what's in us and according to our faith, so shall it be to us. And when we call on the name of the Lord to help us, it's something that we know that's going to take place. It may not be in our timing, but it's going to be in God's timing. And when we start speaking it and activating on it, that's when things start falling into place, and that's when we see our miracle signs and wonders that follow.
Amen. Let me interrupt you there for 1 second, brother, and I'll get right back with you. We got an 865 caller. 865, come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Tasha Drennan in Loudoun, Tennessee.
Well, praise the Lord, there, sister. We got Brother Kirk there. You been hearing him?
Yes, I heard him on the radio.
Okay. Go ahead there, Brother Miller. We got Sister Tasha there with us tonight.
Well, praise the Lord. It sounds like one big happy family's coming together once again. Ain't it amazing how you can step out of the way just for a little while? Sometimes things are not a hindrance. It might be a holdup. Everything's led by the Spirit and the inspiration of God. And when God wants to do something, he just gets it done, don't he? And then sometimes when God wants us to wait, he gives us the ability to stand and see his salvation. I tell you, I believe God's got great things for us here, and I'm excited about what I feel in the spirit realm.
Amen. Go ahead there, Sister Tosh. God gave you something on faith there. That's what we're speaking on tonight, so just obey the Lord. Let me see here. I got one more caller, and I'll get right back with you.
All right.
573. Tell us who you are and where you're at there.
Yes, greetings in the name of the Lord, Brother Yearwood. This is Sister Cheryl Miller from Harville, Missouri.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Glad to hear you in there tonight. We're on tonight by satellite for the first time. Thank God for that.
Praise God for that. Yes.
Sister Tosh, go ahead there and obey the Lord.
Well, Brother Yearwood, you were talking on faith and how you have to pray and seek God. And we have been praying at our home church here lately that for Brother Tim and my ministry. And
yeah.
God is really moving. But without faith, you know, we wouldn't get nowhere.
Amen.
So
thanks.
We came up. The Lord gave us a name for our group. And without the faith to strive for the answer, we would have not got anything.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, it's amazing how God gives you that name there, too.
Amen.
Sister Miller's in there tonight, so she might want to tell us a little bit about how the faith moved on her to give you that name.
Amen.
Well, praise God, Sister Tosha called me one day and expressed the desire to for me to pray with her and Brother Tim about the matter, and I told her that I would. And then I thought, well, now I should treat this like I do every other prayer request. I need to pray right now for it. So we prayed at the moment for it. Right then, God is a now God, and he hears us before we even call upon him.
Amen.
And he had the answer before we asked for it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes, he is a now God, in the present God. Hallelujah.
Yes, he is.
We just went in prayer, but we went in prayer to the Father in the name of Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah,
the glory.
Everything we do is in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
That name the Father gave him above all names. Hallelujah.
Yes, amen.
So as we begin to pray, I think I probably did a little teaching lesson with her, and I know she already knew this, but sometimes it's good to just stir things up with each other. And Paul instructed us in the Word to pray in the Spirit and then pray with the understanding.
Yes.
This is God's order, how he speaks to us and how we learn when we're learning how he speaks to us. And then to sing in the Spirit and then with the understanding. So together, Sister Tosh and I prayed in the Spirit, and we put our request before the Father in the name of Jesus, and he began to speak to us. And I want her to finish. I want her to finish how he spoke.
Go ahead, Darcy.
Well, we were praying, and Sister Cheryl said, I see you and Brother Tim in the Spirit wearing white sweaters. And I said, okay, sis. And she says, and I see in gold letters, His Glory Unlimited. And I said, well, that's very powerful. And so we decided that in our spirit, that was the name for the group. So we called Brother Tim up. And I said, Brother Tim, Sister Cheryl and I have been praying, and we've got the name for our group. And he says, well, praise the Lord. And I said, but she's on the other line. Let's hook up with her, and she can tell you about it. And so we were on there, and we commenced to tell him what the name of the group was. And Mother Miller came back on and said that she knew what the name of our CD album that we're going to record is going to be. And we said, okay, what is that? And she said, TNT, Dynamite Praise and Worship.
Amen.
And
I
then...
remember that. Praise God.
And then I was praying, and her and Brother Tim were talking, and I said that two verses came to me. Philippians 4:8 and 4:9, and those two verses talk about how if you have faith and you pray and seek God, he will give you the knowledge to know what he's talking about.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's real important.
Praise the Lord.
Knowledge. The knowledge of the Lord. The
Praise.
Knowledge of the glory of the Lord, the word says, is going to cover this earth as the waters cover the sea. And
Amen.
With knowledge, he said his people would perish. And I do remember that as the three of us were talking, I was first talking with Sister Tasha and then with Brother Tim, and there was a stirring. The fire was lighting the fire.
Amen.
That's the way faith is.
Yes, it is.
Hallelujah. We mahafatara mahai. Faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Amen.
As a mahasita mahai, as we begin to stir one another in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And we pray in the Spirit.
Yes.
We build up our holy faith by praying in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
God.
So faith catches fire.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
That goes to show you, Brother Yearwood, it doesn't matter how far away you are from someone, you can have faith with them.
Amen. That's all it's asking for. You know, he said in one scripture where he said, if any two of you touch and agree on any one thing,
that's it.
You ask your Father in heaven, and that he'd do it for you.
Man.
You know, we may be flung across the United States from each other, but our faith can join together, and our words can join together, and our prayer lines can join together, and God will do something for us. He'll answer every time.
Yes.
You still in there, Brother Miller?
Yes, I'm listening. I'm getting educated. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Lord give you something?
Praise the Lord. Well, you know, how can you speak to the mountain? You know, God tells us to speak to a situation, which is a mountain. And,
yes.
You know, mountains are going to come, situations are going to happen. Trials and tribulations will arise and will occur. According to your faith, so shall it be in your heart. In other words, when problems and trials that overwhelm you try to come your way and possess your mind or take your emotions over, and it will try. The trials of life are very hard. But when you know who your Redeemer is, when
Ooh.
You know without a shadow of a doubt who your Lord and Savior is, when you've been bought by a price, when you've come through the blood, when he showed you who he was, when he's pulled you out of the fire, you don't have no question about what the word says or what the word's doing. All you can do is speak it, and by faith it's activated. You can take a seed and plant it in the ground, and when you plant it, it will germinate, and once it germinates, it sprouts roots, and once the roots take hold, then the plant shoots up and it grows and it shows you what it's made of. It shows you what fruit it possesses. It shows you what it's capable of doing. And all it takes is the word being activated. It's an action of your faith. It's an action of your being. It is an action of your innermost outward expression about love, and love comes from Jesus, which causes you to operate by faith. I don't know if this is making sense, but this is what he's given me.
Yes, it is.
When you become humble as a little child, when your hairs are numbered on your head, the Bible says that every hair on our head is numbered, and when you know that you're so important that every hair that comes up out is a root. The root comes up out of the flesh, but if you understand, God knows where that hair, God falls or when the sparrow hits the ground, I guarantee you he knows how to order your steps. Your steps can't be ordered unless it's a faith walk. I'm not talking a cakewalk. I'm talking a faith walk. By faith, you can move mountains. You can speak the word. And as your word comes forth, it ain't going to the wayside. It goes into the ground and a harvest will come up. That's why God says, let your yea be yea and your nay be nay. He wants you to speak good things because out of the mouth will flow rivers of living water. And it's by faith that the waters come forth. It's by faith that you can feel the harvest of somebody else's prayers. You know that when you lay hands on the sick or the afflicted, that by faith, as you speak the word, it's done, it's sealed, it's delivered. You can walk on. You don't have to look back and see what God's doing. It ain't about that no more. You did your job. So your Lord and your Savior is going to come in like a mighty rushing wind and cleanse the area where you've done harvested. He said, take it and take it by force. Can you say amen?
Yes.
Praise God.
Glory to God.
Let me read a couple of verses right here. Hebrews 11 and 1. Now faith is substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And verse 6 down here it says, but without faith it is impossible to please him. But he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
Amen.
So that's what faith is. It's the evidence of something that you don't see. As I said earlier, before you guys got in here with me, got a preacher friend of mine over here that says, just blind, said faith is something blind, just blind faith. You just step into something, you don't see it, but you just step into it. You know that God is fixing to do something, but you just got to step into that faith and the spiritual realm of God and say, God, you did this for them in the old, and you said you had no respect of a person, and you're going to do this for me. You know, when we get our faith built up, we step into it. God is obligated to fulfill his word, and you know, not one jot, not one tittle going to fall until it's all going to be fulfilled. It's what he told us that he would do, he'd do it for us.
Amen.
We just got to have that faith to believe. And I praise God.
Yeah.
I praise God for what he's doing. I tell you, Sister Tosh knows, I requested prayer several times at the church down there. God, make a way for us to get our ministry back on the line.
Amen.
And we tried on dial-up, we tried this and we tried that, but we couldn't do it. But God made it possible that we'd go satellite, so that was faith that we put into action. That we stepped out and said, God, you're the one going out to do it.
Amen.
God has touched Betty's shoulder by faith. She's raising that arm up and down, praising God like she needs to. That's all just by faith. That's not some kind of just an accident, but that's faith. And I praise God that God has moved.
Yes.
And it says right here in Hebrews 10 and 23, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised.
Oh,
he is faithful.
He is faithful.
That's promised. If we confess it, we believe it, we hold on to it, we're going to receive it. Hallelujah. I feel faith here tonight. Praise God.
Yes.
And I keep thinking back, going back. It's impossible to please him without faith.
Yes.
You know, when you've got enough faith, whenever you reach and get that switch key and stick it in that car and you turn that key on, you're expecting catching that thing to far off.
Yes.
And that's the way that we should be whenever we hook our faith up and connection up with God. We know that whenever we get into the position that we need and we say, God, you can do it, God will do it for us.
Amen.
We just got to believe Him. We got to trust Him. I know a lot of people says, oh, well, things like that supposed to happen. No. It takes faith to get God to move. And we've got to have faith to move God. And I praise God for the faith. As I said earlier, He give every one of us a certain measure of faith. And sometimes I have to back up and say, oh me. And like I preached down at the church a few weeks back, you know, help our unbelief. You know, a lot of times we'll ask for something, we don't get it right when we thank the Lord to get it. Then the devil start telling us, you're not going to get it, you're not going to get it. And next thing we know, we done doubted right out of our blessing. But we need to hold on.
Yes.
He's able to give
us
that He promised us. I praise God. Yes. Somebody else go ahead and obey God there. Go ahead, Brother Miller.
You know, I'm reminded sometimes our situations, God will allow situations to arise and occur to grow us. I call it growing pains, but, you know, there's times that we don't want to go into the wilderness where God's called us to go. Sometimes there's times when we don't feel like we're capable or maybe not have the ammunition to do what He's called us to do. But by faith, we just trust. We put one foot in front of the other. And the Lord has quickened my spirit a little bit about sometimes He may tell you to bake a cake. You know, sometimes you might just want to lay down and die and call it quits. Sometimes you may think that there's no hope. There's no way out. You've got everything. But you know, out of obedience, when God tells you by faith to do something, do it.
Amen.
Because more than likely, the supernatural will kick in and your miracle will really actually just materialize right before your very eyes. And I thank God that no matter what situation we're in, we can call on such power. People don't realize the power that we have right in our very being, right in our very knowledgeable hands. And that's why He wants us just to be grounded and rooted in the Word and in truth. So we can set things to flight, or we can, you know, call on His angels. You know, there's just different situations as we walk through life. I mean, as the old song goes, I can't even walk without holding your hand. Well, you know, any time that I get up, I get up in the morning time, and I thank God that I was able to get up. But by faith, I knew I could. By faith, I knew it was coming. But, you know, I got a God that will speak in a loving way that I have learned to hear, and it causes me to have more hope, more faith, more love, more compassion. And it causes me to seek for a deeper depth in the Lord. You know, some people just want just a little bit, but I'm the type that I really want to get this as deep as God will let me. And, you know, I'm reminded, you know, some people just do not want to activate anything because they get fearful, and that's not of the Lord.
Amen.
But if we will rebuke the spirit of fear and let the love of Christ come in us, it will cause a new beginning to arise out of the spiritual man or woman that is coming forth as we see it in the latter rain. We have such things going on in the earth right now that you're not going to be able to survive it. You're not going to be able to make it unless you've got the blood of Jesus Christ applied to your life and your circumstances. The time is very near. We're living right in the edge of revelation, and a book is fixing to be revealed to the spiritual eyes of the one who has faith to receive it.
Amen.
If you have faith to receive, God's fixing to open up some new avenues to his people, some avenues that hasn't been released. There's things fixing to be released. There's already been things opened. But there's things spiritually that's fixing to come to the surface that men have not seen. And the time has come to where we have to walk by faith and not by sight, because sometimes the enemy wants to come in like a flood, and God says, let this stand still. I'll take care of the battle.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Right here, I'm going to read this one verse right here, then we'll let Tim sing a song, then we'll come right back. Right here, 2 Timothy 4 and verse 7. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. That's Paul talking.
Yes.
You know, a lot of times I just get, where I just pray and say, God, I want to be just like Paul. I want to be able to say, I've fought a good fight. I've kept the faith. And I've finished the course.
Oh,
I'm going to let Tim sing and just keep your minds on the Lord and come back, and we'll give you an opportunity to obey God.
Amen. Many times I have traveled down a long, lonely road, headed for another place to tell. Someone who needs it, the story of Jesus, and how he'll save their soul from hell. I'll see many great places, many new faces, beautiful sights where I've been. But I want you to know the reason I go, to tell the old story again. Over and over I'll tell the old story to people I've never seen before. It's the story of Jesus. Oh, how he loves us. He'll keep us safe evermore. How he paid the full cost, gave his life on the cross to save a world lost in sin. I am headed for glory, telling the story over and over again. I have wondered, Lord, is this truly your will? I've been discouraged, tired and weary. Sometimes it seems all uphill. That's when he takes me back, all the places I've been, where he saved so many from sin. It breaks my heart like it did from the start, and I've got to go tell it again. Over and over I'll tell the old story to people I've never seen before. It's the story of Jesus. Oh, how he loves us. He'll keep us safe evermore. How he paid the full cost, gave his life on the cross to save a world lost in sin. I am headed for glory, telling the story over and over again. I'm headed for glory, telling the story over and over and over and over again.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that wonderful song. You know,
yes, amen.
It's an old story to a lot of people, but it's a new story to a lot of people too, because they never heard that name Jesus. And you know, when they hear that name and they receive it, and they get it in their blood and get the their sins under that blood,
yes,
then that's a new life for them. I praise God for it.
Amen.
We done had prayer once and prayed for a bunch of people, but I've got a couple of sister-in-laws. One of them's named Evil, and one of them's named Dolores. And I got a brother-in-law that's been in church for 9 years, and he got in the wrong crowd, and he's out of church now. So we want to remember him and pray for him tonight. And there's a bunch of people that needs prayer, and I don't know what I'm going to do to remember all of them's names, write them down, and lose my list probably most of the time. But God knows who they are.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
So, Jim's got a prayer request, want to make it known. Well, go ahead and make it known here, and we'll take them before the Lord. Well, there's people all around the world that's listening to this and going to be praying.
Just remember me and Sister Miller. So,
yes, amen.
The Lord knows what we got in need of.
Yes.
Yes, and I want us to remember the children in the Congo. I saw a news segment this last week about these children that their families are being taught by so-called ministers in the Congo, saying that their gift came from the Holy Spirit, that they call their little children 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7 witches, and they are doing ungodly things to them in the name of the Lord Jesus and saying it is by the Holy Spirit in their churches, and their churches are under tents. And these children are suffering beyond anything that I thought I could stand to watch on this news segment. I wanted to turn it off, and the Holy Ghost said, don't. We have got to remember these children. God has already made a way for them to escape, to get out from under this. We need to pray for God to open it up and send the laborers into the field. Hallelujah.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, amen. Let's remember that. Also, let's remember San Diego, California. You know, people says, well, it don't happen here, but this has happened in San Diego, California, and you probably got an email from me telling about it. They're stopping the people from having Bible studies in their home, and they fine them if they catch them. There was a preacher and his wife had the congregation of about 15 people in San Diego praying and seeking God and having a Bible study once a week in his home. And they come down on him and told him that if he done any more, they was going to fine him. So he'd be fined way up in the thousands of dollars. So we've signed papers, sent them back to him, or signed an email and sent it back to him, pressing against it. But let's take it before God and believe God that he's going to turn things around. You know, we don't have to go to another country, to another distance, but right here in America, we're having the problems that they're having in other countries.
Yes.
So we just need to take them before God and just pray and believe God to turn things around for them. So anyone else, you got a prayer request there, well, make it known, and we'll take it before God.
Brother Yearwood, just remember His glory unlimited.
Yes, amen.
Yes.
Let's remember that. Okay, let's just go to the Lord in prayer. Brother Miller, you want to start us out?
Father, we thank you for hearing the cries of your people. And we thank you, Lord, for being all-consuming fire that will come down and destroy the yokes that tries to hinder and bind your children. Lord, we thank you for your mercy and grace and compassion that when you do come, that you'll let them have one more chance to get it right. But, Father, for these people that have cried out unto you and that need your anointing and need your miracles, and Lord, signs and wonders that follows, whatever the situation. Lord, I know you're God of more than enough, and I know, God, that you will come like a mighty rushing wind, and you will fill their house. You will fill their place of worship. You will fill their temple, Lord. Lord, and these people that can't worship in their own homes, Lord, we rebuke that satanic spiritual wickedness that's coming against them when we find them, and we cast them into the pit of hell, and we command them to take the devil's hands off these children of God and cause awakening in the area for the people to come together and destroy this here ruler of darkness that wants to come in and bind the area. But, Father, we know you're a God of more than enough, and we release your anointing to go forth to destroy the yokes that have come against these people. Whatever their needs are, Lord, we know that you've heard our cries and heard our requests, and we just ask, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, that you'll go in like a mighty rushing wind, cleansing and repairing and restoring and giving restoration, Lord, like you've had for years and years and years, Lord. You've always come to your people when they cried. And I thank you for your mercy and grace upon this situation. We give you the praise, honor, and glory this night for touching the afflicted, for touching the sick, for healing the deaf ears, for opening the blinded eyes, for raising the dead, Lord. We thank you for it all. For your mercy and grace endureth forever. And we thank you, Lord, for shining a light in a dark place. When people have no hope, when they feel like there's no way out, all they can do is cry, Abba, Father. And, Lord, you will come like a mighty rushing wind into their heart, into their situation, Lord, and you will heal their land in Jesus' name. We give you praise, honor, glory for releasing the angels of battle, the angels of warfare, to go and do their works and do your will, Lord, according to your purpose and your ways. We ask, Lord, that you send ever available angel, ministering angels, warring angels, legions of angels, of the holy anointed God our Father, Jesus Christ, into the battlefields this hour, Lord, to minister and to open the people's eyes. Let them see spiritually what we are facing. Let them hear the cries of the wicked one that wants to kill and destroy, where they can go into flight so they can go into battle and raise up a standard against them. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the ability to apprehend and set the captive free. And we give you praise, honor, and glory this night. This night, Shandalo Kolarabakata. Kolarama Shatarabakatona. Ilarama Shatarabakoraboretia. Shilarabakono Hosha. Orabashandaria Makotolabako. Ishenemakolarabakanda. Shinodokola. And now you see Kimikia. Kolarabashandarabakolarabaka. Norabaradiki Norokoche. Oriamashandaria Lokorabashandariato. In Alamo Shirabakandaria Maraya, Ora Tadama Shatarabakandaria Bashi, O Rabaha
Shadaraba.
Oh, Lord, we give you praise for it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I see fire being released upon the lands. Fire of the Holy Ghost blowing a breeze across the land, consuming whoever is ready and willing to come into his holy anointed place in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. This is the hour for your miracle. This is an hour for a new restoration, a new restoring, a breath of fresh air from the Holy Ghost. This is your time. Come forth. The Lord's crying, come forth. Come forth, my child. Come forth. Come forth. Come forth in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hey, the Mahaya. Oh, hallelujah. In 2 Peter, chapter 9, in 2 Peter, verse 9, the Lord knoweth how. Let me say that again. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations.
Yes.
And to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Well, I'd like to say we've got about probably 30 seconds left. I really appreciate each one of you calling in tonight. I've enjoyed having you on the line with us. And it's time that we say good night and bye.
All right. All right.
10 seconds left, so we'll be looking forward
to Yearwood.
Yes.
The Lord wants people to know line upon line and precept on precept. That's the way he's going to be. And no greater love. I'll tell you, let me do this real quick. There was a man that lost his family. He lost all of his cattle. He's a man of wealth. But he stood before the Lord by faith, and he knew who he was. He knew he is the Redeemer. He said, naked I'll come into this world, and naked I'll go out. But I will serve my Lord and Savior. That's where God asked these people to go.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I was talking about that today. That's what happened to Job, wasn't it?
Yes.
Amen.
But he come back and had more than he had to start out with, I believe.
It ain't the worldly possessions that we're after. It's the spiritual gifts that we got to receive. And
right.
He had a grip on life. He knew his Lord. He knew his Redeemer.
Oh,
and as he
came in,
he had many riches. Thank
he
you. Had many riches. But they were all taken. They was all taken because God was bragging on him. Because God loved him. But as these things were taken, he said, naked I'll go. He wouldn't curse his God. He wouldn't forsake his God. He had faith. He said, naked I'll come into this world, and naked I'll leave. But I'll serve my Lord and my Savior. I'll serve my God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes. And he
okay, we're done on the overtime, so we're going to say God bless you, and we love you, and we've been looking forward for hearing from you again and telling somebody the good news about Jesus. Just keep us in your prayer.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, amen. God bless everyone.
Bye-bye.
Praise the Lord, everyone.
Bye-bye.
God bless. Good night.